This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad.
Now, the thing about Lane's Inn is that it has a ghost or ghosts.
Vernon Oikle, on a foggy summer evening recently at White Point Beach Resort, doing one of the things he loves most, telling ghost stories. The Liverpool author of 47 books has crafted a reputation as a local authority on ghost stories and folklore, with books like Ghost Stories of Nova Scotia, Strange Nova Scotia, and Where Evil Dwells. On this night, about a dozen people have turned out at White Point for his regular Thursday night ghost storytelling event.
Well, having been born and raised here in rural Nova Scotia, I mean, I've heard all you know, this stuff, ghost stories and legends and superstitions. My family, my mother's side of the family was extremely superstitious, right? And so I was raised in that environment to sort of been exposed to that and embrace that.
Absolutely, go right ahead.
When I was younger,
there are stories told to me by other people who have had these experiences, and they're quite popular. People love it, and you know, particularly the children. When I do ghost stories at White Point, because it's a family vacations and that. There's a lot of children that participate, and it's just a fun thing, right?
But mining the spookier corners of Nova Scotia and the Maritimes isn't the only thing that inspires Oikle, who began his writing career as a journalist. Other titles under his belt include the best-selling Blue Noser's Book of Slang, Grandma's Home Remedies, the outstanding Outhouse Bathroom Reader series, and various photo and trivia books. Still, the lore of A Scary Tale keeps drawing him back. Early this fall, he'll add to his assembly of alarming accounts with another collection called Even More Ghost Stories of Nova Scotia.
It's kind of become my thing, right? The year before we did Forerunners of Nova Scotia, which was all on Forerunners. If you're from Nova Scotia, you probably know what Forerunners are. And then last year we did Grandma's Home Remedies, all in that maritime folklore tradition vein of things, right? So it's been fun for me. I love it.
While much of Oikle's output is nonfiction, he's also a celebrated mystery author. In 2024, he won an International Impact Book Award in the Mystery Thriller category for the seventh in his fictional Crow series, Seven Crows, A Secret Yet to Be Told. Nine books have been published so far in the series, which is a play on the nursery rhyme that begins with One Crow Sorrow. The most recent, Nine Crows for a Kiss, continues the deadly intrigue gripping his hometown of Liverpool. He says switching from nonfiction to fiction can be difficult, but it's rewarding.
You know, I think most fiction writers would tell you it's probably the hardest of the two, because you know you have to create worlds and events and characters that are believable, but it's also quite freeing, quite liberating, and that you can create your own world, right? Your own environment, your own town, if you want to. They've been invested in these stories, these people for a long time, and they're like family to me now.
Oikle says that after almost 50 books, he still loves telling other people's stories and creating his own.
But I enjoy it. I consider myself very fortunate to be able to do it on a full-time basis, because there's a lot of people who want to be writers who just financially can't. But I'm in a position now, you know, I'm almost 64, and I have a very supportive spouse who supports and travels with me. But if you want to be a writer, you have to write. And if you want to be a photographer, you take pictures, or sculptor sculpts, painters paint. Right? Even if it's a sentence a day or a paragraph, I tell myself every day when I get up, okay, you're going to move the story along. My advice to anybody who is seriously thinking about wanting to be a writer, just write.
That persistence has paid off for Vernon Oikle throughout his career. He's working on finishing his Crow series of novels while coming up with new stories to tell.
I have another piece of fiction that I've been mulling around for a couple of years that I'd like to tackle once I get the Crow books off my agenda. So that, you know, I hope to put pen to paper to that in the next year or two. And, you know, as far as other projects, I have other couple other things that I've been delving into over the years. One's historical, sort of a profile biography type of thing. So it's plenty of material out there. You just have to be willing to put yourself into it and put the time and the research. to make it happen.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.